guidance on each matter. We pray for those families impacted in the shooting in Antioch, Tennessee, that you would comfort them, help them to find justice here in the capture of this shooter. We pray for Sheriff Ingram's grandson, that you will heal his eye, that you will help him to feel better and not be so sick from these treatments, but we pray ultimately for a complete cure. We pray for our county, for our taxpayers, for our employees, and we just thank you, Lord, that you've given us this opportunity to play this role for this county. We just continue to pray for your blessings upon Mount Pleasant and Titus County. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
also plan on working on some crosswind instructions throughout the county this week. We've got several of them that need to be put in. Hopefully we'll get some good weather so we can put in. We started side cutting again this morning. I know Dana had some roads that you had complaints on. And I think Jenny, you got a couple we got complaints on too. We'll start on those. Hopefully we continue side cutting. Our three new hires started this morning. That's Cookie Freeman, Larry Pratt, and Robert Perry. I put one of them on side cutter, and the other two are hauling rack this morning. We have a water truck that is ready for delivery. It is at the Architect Truck Center. They will not deliver until we get a check to put in their hands when it's delivered. So we're going to need a live check. Is that a problem? Is that something we need pretty quick?
I have the PO and stamped and after court. I'll have all of y'all sign off on it. And we can probably cut the check this afternoon if y'all approve it. It's $48,000. Now, is this the final, or is there another? That's what we did the PO for, but is that the final cost of that?
Yes, that's the final cost.
That included that whatever surcharge that you were referring to last night?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I think we got by without getting the surcharge put on.
Okay. And this is where it ends?
Yes. Architect Structure.
How's the quality of this compared to other ones you looked at?
I think this is going to be a good truck. It's a 2013. It's going to have a new change in the conflict around it. I think it's a good deal.
Are you going to use this new truck in our old truck?
Yes.
Water?
Yeah, we'll keep using all the oil trucks and water trucks that we've got right now.
What's the earliest you can put down and leave this seal code?
If the weather stays warm, I'm hoping we can start sealing in 2 weeks and get 1065 sealed.
We've had a bit more, so you got to wait until, what's your target again? It's like 70 degrees at night?
I'd like to, it needs to be at least 50. It'd be better if it was 70 at night. But you can shoot it at 50, you just take a little more of a chance of shooting it at 50 at night. But you got to remember,
I always did say that.
Every road we're working on, we have traffic running on it. So, the sooner we can get it sealed up, keep water out of the surface, the better off we're on it. So sometimes you got to weigh the risk versus the traffic.
A little warm spell now.
Yeah, a little warm spell.
Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Do you have any questions?
Robert, I anticipated this week and next week, some guys that are cutting up that drag line, should they call it me, I will call you and you can meet with them and go down that road. Okay. Maybe we can tell you all.
And that's Dale? You want to talk to
them? Dale said he was calling because they don't like much.
I hope this rain didn't settle back too much. But yeah, we got a bunch of holes in the road and we fix. And they said they will do it. They will get a contractor or they'll fix it themselves or are we fixing it?
I would like this way to talk to somebody, but I don't really know.
Okay.
Usually they get the higher price. You get the lowest quote. Because they pay it for what they do.
Any questions for the commissioner? All right, let's go first.
One, I'd like to give him a visit, Judge. Number 7 down there. 25 mile per hour speed limit.
I guess we need him on 4 anyway, so yeah, we'll hit 7 after 4.
Okay, because he's been down there and looked at it and turned it out and down there and looked back, so.
All right, let's move on to item number 4. Consider have any background, give us a little background information on what this is and how this works, would you?
Okay, this is part of the Federal Law Assistance Group Replacement Program that, and it's actually funded by the Federal Highway Department. But the way it's set up, the feds pay 80%, the state pays 10%, and the county pays 10%. And what you're doing here, the state will let you have a waiver for your 10%. But on your waiver, you've got to show them that you're going to do an equivalent match type work. And their equivalent match work is anything given the range. So I think if we can clean out ditches, we can replace cross match surfaces, which we probably do a good bit every year anyhow. Now, I think we have 3 years to pay, or three years worth of documentation we have to turn in to match. And on one of these, we're matching like $40,000, the other one we're matching around $60,000. So we got about $100,000 worth of equivalent work that we need to do to satisfy the waiver.
The only thing I see on here is a mention of $61,625. I don't see a mention of a $40,000 figure.
There should be two of them. Don't you have two other two sets of parts worth?
Well, all breakers are included in that, right?
One of them's on, what is it, 4550, Parks Creek Bridge.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah.
Salmon?
Yes, Salmon. Yeah. And the other one is Jimmy Bridge.
4754.
That we removed the bridge and put the temporary cover in. As far as I know, it's the only last two that we have.
Yeah. We have. We did this back in the 90s. We had 32 bridges. Two of them ended up getting annexed into the city and transferred all the paperwork and everything. So they got two bridges, three bridges, I guess you could say. And then back then it was 5% instead of 10%. But we did all the cleaning of the ditches, but just keep up with your culverts and cleaning the ditches and all that is in time.
Right.
And the state really worked well with us on that. Get 32, over $1 million to do bridges in this county.
Well, this is basically $1 million worth of money.
Yeah, oh yeah. And especially for Spring County.
Because this is 10% is $40,000 and 10% is $60,000. Or $400,000, $600,000.
All right, let me read these two resolutions are very similar, but I'll identify the differences that set them apart, including the specific locations and dollar amounts. Whereas the Federal Off-System Bridge Program is administered by TxDOT to replace or rehabilitate structurally deficient and functionally obsolete bridges located on public roads and streets, often designated state highways. first one, the second one is worded very similarly. However, I'll describe the particular bridge, which is located at Williamson Creek on County Road 4754. And this match amount is for $43,500. So these are two separate resolutions, which I will sign if you so approve these. Again, both are proposing in-kind match rather than check writing match.
Roger, would you be putting out the reports where they need to put up your...
Yeah, we can track all our expenses.
Or we'll need a copy of it all. Is this something we're going to start having to do? I would appreciate it if you would do it. I haven't got over FEMA yet. I'll have to set up a different fund and track all of those expenses and start paying them out of the fund or start matching them or paying them, tracking them in that fund. I don't think he did it. Well, I want to start out doing what we need to do before I get lost in it like we did FEMA.
They had a guy come see me, and I did, he showed me for, he told me fire, he loved the fish, he loved the invoices, anything he had, and stuff like this. He come by and show up to him, and I watched him talk for us. He's okay with him.
You got any examples?
Yeah, see if you can find my name. I didn't record it yet.
I don't remember.
Y'all should have all the right order up here.
Will you keep up with it here as well?
I'll keep up or you keep up with it. I think I have copies of it all in here. I'll look for it.
Yeah, that'd be great if we can see what kind of forms you want to fill out. Yeah, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel again.
No, then just give
it. I tell you right now, it's a lot of paperwork.
Okay. Well, that's going to be just like the paper stuff. But, you had to report it to Atlanta. Is that who you reported to?
Kept our local text out every time we were doing on the bridge. It started about 94, 95. And they just finished the last bridge, year before last. There's 32 bridges, two of them ended up in the city. I turned all the paperwork over to the city, and they finished it.
I don't remember. I know we didn't do it like famous, and we didn't track it for you. You must have tracked it yourself and turned it into.
And we'll need to probably.
Well, see, they contract, all of this is contracted out.
I'm talking about your 10%.
Well, back then, it was 5%.
Yeah, whatever it is, you had to track down the hours, that's kind of stuff, machine hours, not just going to pay your material.
Right.
In fact, most of yours is not going to pay your material, though, right?
Yeah, most of it won't, but it's going to be. Only material we have had is culverts.
Right.
The rest of it's going to be later.
So you're going to have to track that.
But when your machine hours match your labor hours each time, you just apply factors to the machine.
Yeah, but we don't track it that way. We just track how many hours the guys work. We don't track
how much machine. I talk about whatever it's a machine. If you have one machine hour, you're going to have one man.
Well, we did that. We did that with FEMA. For every time sheet we had, I have an equipment sheet that went with it.
They'll pay you what that piece of equipment you can get paid for that per hour.
Yeah, it'd be based on the blue book ground lights. So it's a chart on the blue book.
But you left traffic just like you are.
So, well, again, will any of this need to be, it won't need to be on books anywhere? Because we'll have to turn this...
Roger could, every time he does payroll, if you track it that way, you can send it over to us, and we could allocate after, we just go with the journal entry, pull so much, you'd be pulling your hours, it's gonna be hours, you're gonna be pulling out of your salaries.
And he just keep a separate ledger that has nothing to do with our payroll, if he turns in, I mean, why...
I think that's gonna be a trigger why you do it, I don't think you would...
Well, I don't, I just wanna make sure that...
You're gonna be tracking on your W-2s and everything, all the time.
Well, no, we can do it like we did FEMA and CERTs, we paid the payroll, and then we reimbursed it and made an entry.
Yeah, but you won't be doing that.
There's no reimbursement, no money involved.
Okay, okay.
I don't see any reason for us to internally track it.
Okay, I just wanna make sure now.
I'm gonna monitor that kind of records, because the state can look at it.
And then our outside auditors, will they need to look at that, and any...
You put everybody that...
We need to have all that documentation.
That pertains to that road, being that ditch is hauling, back haul over there, or break off, or out of the hands, just keep up with all that. Now, that haul is just a lot of work, really.
We've never established a positive rate for that. The state had a positive rate for men and equipment when we sent them out.
No, but I think kind of like what Ryan's talking about, if we...
Yeah.
Every number of hours of the equipment, then we'll just put that with it, $17 an hour, whatever it is.
Yeah, we can, apply the blue book rental rates and keep up how many hours.
You're gonna be taking that ditch, you're gonna be running the covers, you're gonna be doing that, I promise you. You're gonna do the weight haul, I'm sure.
Where the pool is starting.
It says it in there, and once that's approved, then it starts, when we start charging it.
Well, it took '94 to 2015, it took that long to do 32 bridges.
All right, that sounds good, y'all, let's approve the resolutions here. Two different bridges. Motion is made by Commissioner Fields to approve this resolution. One separate resolution worded essentially the same, describing a different dollar amount and a different associated bridge. One being...
Do we need to do a separate one, or do you do both?
I think you do them both together. This will be resolution 2018-02 and 03. 2018-02 Joyce will be for County Road 4550. Part of, just to call it County Road 4550. There's some more specific designation identifiers in here if you want to pick those up in a minute, but we'll call the 2018-02 to be the 4550 project, and the 2018-03 will be the 4754 County Road project. So motion is made for approval of these resolutions. Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor say aye. Jump ahead to number 7, in case Roger has any input on this. This is Commissioner Fields has submitted a request to consider possibly approve a 25-mile increment at the last half mile of County Road 2850.
Okay, Judge, this is on 2850. This is the half mile that is about 2.4 miles, something like that, to the very end. What has happened is we've got probably 10 homes, maybe 12 homes there at the end, and it has a little more than a 90-degree turn. And then you go up like another turn. It's really a horseshoe road around the lake, because it goes north, the water goes up in there. Then the very last turn is a 90-degree turn. There's a big 10 houses built down there. That's going to put about 20 homes plus then at the very end.
concerned about traffic now, but he's really concerned when they get ambulance 10 on. That's pretty much on the double traffic on the house.
To me, it'd be a safe deal, I think we can do it, I make that motion.
Motion made by Commissioner Mills for this reduction in the, posted 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, last half mile, County Road 2850.
Probably closer to 3 or 4 tenths, it's, right where the road starts turning, the rest of the road is pretty straight.
Yeah, they start there when you first start seeing the light.
When you start seeing the light, that's when you need to put the speed limit, because it goes to the left, and it goes back to the right, and it goes back to the left, it's kind of like a snake. But, all the people I've ever talked to down there, they want it.
A second. Second is made by, who said that? Second is made by Commissioner Parker, all in favor of this, will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Roger, I think that's all. Move on to item number five, time for annual approval of repair and maintenance contract for our county-wide video surveillance. Yes, Newman, Newman Electronics, has installed all this equipment and has maintained it thus far. So it is time for annual renewal, and the price for an annual renewal on this maintenance contract is $5,800. We run down a few of the things that he does, a lot of his responsibility occurs on a monthly basis. So he has examined the five digital video recorders associated and the associated cameras at the courthouse, the annex, the justice center, the tax and elections office, and adult probation. Check for correct recordings of each DVR and that the network connections are correct. Ensure each camera is operational, named and focused correctly. Repair any minor fault or problem found with any camera or DVR. In the event of severe problems found, such as a camera found dead or serious problem with the operation of the DVR or amplifier, it will be reported to Paul Lindsay and an estimate given at that time. Every 6 months, we'll clean the DVR fans, fans, filters, replace any defective filters if necessary, check wiring connections on the cameras, clean camera lenses, inspect camera housings for insect nests, spider webs removed, and clean housing vents. I suggested or asked about a multi-year contract, and we decided to keep it at 1 year in case that we had any new cameras this year. We're talking about some additional external cameras that would drive this cost up, so this one will expire in 1 year. This is just a 1 year agreement here on this. $5,800 to be paid up front to Newman Electronics for maintenance. Motion made by Commissioner Applewhite for approval, second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Item number six, here we have once again another piece of property that had previously gone to tax sale but was not sold, and we now have someone that has stepped up and asked to purchase this piece of property. We'll tell you a bit about it. From Tim Taylor, a bid for the purchase of the above referenced tract of land. We'll call this Lot 11, Block 231A, Mount Pleasant. It was formerly in the name of Archie Selman. This property was previously struck off at a delinquent tax auction in April of 17 to the City of Mount Pleasant as trustee for the taxing entities. We've got the bid from Arturo Vargas and Maria de Jesus Vargas. They are adjoining landowners. The city has accepted a bid for $3,000 and will sell the property with the consent of the other entities involved. The sales price for the above lot is for less than the judgment amount of $12,734 and the appraisal value at the time of the suit, $34,738. Therefore, before the sale can become final, since been condemned by the city and will be removed prior to the conveyance. The property is located at 902 Arizona. So if you need those details, since you didn't think we were selling for $3,000, something that somebody thought was worth $34,700. The majority of that, in fact, all of it, about $6,000, was associated with that house that was deteriorated to the point where it's been condemned by the city. And in fact, the city is going to raise that house and completely remove it as part of this deal, leaving basically a vacant lot with no improvements on it whatsoever. That they have offered $3,000. The city has accepted that.
Make a motion that we okay to accept sale.
Commissioner Fields makes a motion to approve this sale as one of the participating taxing entities.
Second
is by Commissioner Parker. Your support this sale. Opposed?
Over on page 2, original page 3. 3,520, the second line on page 3.
I'm sorry.
It's the second line on page 3. 3,521,780.
96 cents. For your information, I did submit a Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority's project for that same project that we attempted 2 years ago and narrowly missed out on that money. This was, I just got all the paperwork submitted a week ago Friday, and the justification there is to give us some additional funds to match with that $3.5 million to purchase right-of-way and utility relocation. It's probably a little bit far from when that actual work will begin to meet that RMA's requirements, but not necessarily. I did not expound on the time for that project, but we would likely not start right-of-way purchase until maybe even early fiscal year 2020 there, say fall of next year. But this money will be awarded by September of this year, and I would think they would notify the winner of this project here within the next couple of months. So there's a possibility. It never hurts to try, so I try. We'll see what happens.
What about wildlife money on 271 North?
We used all that in the late.
Okay, we did use all that. I, I probably did, but I couldn't remember.
You can put that with the number. So I guess technically it's in that $1,000,005 left over, that that money was all put in. Because that was part of 271.
Right, that we used some of that, because that's all it's been spent on.
Right, it was just used on this portion too.
I make a motion to approve the order for the court.
Motion made by Commissioner Parker, seconded by Commissioner Applewhite, all in favor. Approval, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, number nine, treasurer's report, please. Does that capital reserve fund include our contribution for this year, or will you do it toward the end of the year?
No, we do it here, yeah.
Over 4 years into it, that is the end of the year.
Yes, $12,000 a year.
How much do we include in that?
$48,000, $12,000 a year, $48,000. Usually make all those transfers around, like in December, start getting the tax money. So we get enough tax money in, comfortably do it, we make all the transfers, the insurance, all the transfers.
All right, take a motion to approve it. Motion made by Commissioner Applewhite, approve the treasurer's report. Seconded by Commissioner Fields, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any budget amendments today?
Yes, sir.
Item 10.
I have one, number 20. This involves a water truck. What it is, it's a program for equipment sales, they had to use that for $30, and we supply it to the water truck instead of using other funds. That's pretty common that we've done in the past, when everybody sells equipment. So it wasn't running originally, so it's quick, so I had to put that in, and I don't need to have a water truck.
Will we see a budget amendment on the water truck?
Well, that's the other line I use, the water truck, I'm adding to the water truck line. Okay, water truck, that money, something else.
So taking care of that, using the money in there to write a check, which I'll be ready today tomorrow. Any questions on that sale? Thursday, for those of you that ever do that, Chamber of Commerce quarterly business meeting at 7 a.m. on this Thursday. You might want to attend that, that's always a good opportunity. That's all I have. Commissioner Riddle?
Commissioner Fields?
Commissioner Adams?
I apologize to Jeff Cates for the last meeting you had, please. I was brought up about everything that he's asked up here, and I was considering him to, we need to consider him to put him over the shop. You know, that way he can have a front line to whatever he needs to do. If we have any kind of money situation we need to talk about, we need to talk about it in closed meetings on individual employees.
I agree with the same, on the same thing on that public apology too. Also, I'd like to thank the sheriff and them for getting some of my road picked up out there. I appreciate them getting that done. I had some complaints out there, and they got out there and got it picked up, and I appreciate it.
Have you got a bill yet on our dumpster costs for the cleanup?
I asked Shelby as soon as we get it to let me know, and I'll